to Soul Talk Sessions. You are on with Candace
and Jazz,
and we are here at Starbucks in Gangnam Station, one of the hottest areas of Seoul. You may have heard the song Gangnam Style. This was the inspiration.
This, for real though, if you haven't checked out the Starbucks, it's a new one. It's right outside of Gangnam Station Exit 1.
Yeah.
Delia couldn't be with us. This girl works harder than anybody I know. She works more hours than the both of us combined.
She actually has a job. Tonight, Candace and I are going to talk about
Black Panther, the album. Both of the albums, the original score and the album that was, and let me use this word, curated by Kendrick, because apparently curating is what people do with albums these days. But we are both music heads, love talking about music. We've been doing this for the bulk of our relationship, so we are in good natural territory here.
Yeah, let's talk about the score. So if you guys didn't know, iTunes released the Black Panther original score, done by Ludwig Göransson,
that sounds right.
I feel like I'm butchering his name. He had worked on other projects, so he's worked with the director Ryan Coogler before other projects. And turns out this guy, he's in his early 30s. I want to say he's about 33. It's such a young project. Like, the people working on it are all in their, like, early 30s. Some are in their early 40s, early mid-40s. And I wonder what kind of chemistry they have that Ryan would want to pull him in on this project. Because this is a big project.
It's like a big
project. You are putting your name on the line. You only want to work with the best for Black Panther. Like, there's already a high expectation for this. So I can imagine he was like, okay, who do I know that is worthy
to touch it?
To touch this project.
It's a funny thing you mentioned that, because even when Kendrick did the score, he had the weight of that as well. Mm-hmm. And the actors, they all talked about the weight of it, knowing that they were going to be doing this movement in a movie, and they had to, like, kind of get past the weight of it and do what they do best. And so I think to know that that went all the way down to the original score, that's a huge thing. I got a question about that, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever in your own life felt like the pressure to be great was there, and it was something that you had to, like, overcome to actually get the job done?
Pressure to be great?
Yeah, like the weight of greatness.
Yeah, I think it's something I still feel. I feel the pressure to be great. I think a lot of it comes from myself. Because I feel like there is greatness in me. Yeah. So, like, sometimes when I look at my life and I feel like things are mundane, I get frustrated because I'm like, man, there's so much more. Like, there's so much more in me that I feel like is ready to come out.
Yeah.
There's so much more that I can offer to the world. So I think in a lot of ways it's like self-inflicted pressure.
Like a perfectionist, that kind of pressure?
Oh yeah, definitely perfectionist. Mm-hmm. That's something I'm working through.
Okay. But you have to have a certain amount of discipline to focus your mind, to see past the impact that you are about to make and just get the job done. And then still get the job done. The greatness, you're either going to rise above or it's going to eat you alive, right?
Yeah.
And to see that all of them managed to do that. The thing that's unique about this score, though, is that it's not your typical strings and, you know, a typical orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's African sounds.
Yeah.
So for me, the first time I listened to it, it was like I went to pick up, like, you know, Sounds of Africa CD and had that playing in my background. Like, real talk. So what about tracks that represented individuals? Did that stand out to you?
Yeah.
Like the Killmonger track?
Yeah.
So, I think we commented about it when we were watching it together. I was like, why every time Killmonger on the scene, the beat drop?
That's what I'm like, man, I want to be a part of his entourage. Like, I just want to be a part of his squad. Because everywhere he goes, the beat drops. And it's hard.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, I'm trying to have that kind of presence. Like, when I roll up into a clip, boom.
It's nice. And then, like, listening to the score, because it's the African chants, African drums.
Yeah.
And then for T'Challa, that ancestral tribe track, that's when you get the strings. And then suddenly you got Killmonger and the track starts like T'Challa's.
Yeah.
And then there's just this silent, like, heartbeat rhythm. And then it gets,
boom,
you get the 808s.
I love it. Because, I mean, even like, okay, the first handful of tracks on the score, you kind of have it's setting the background for the film, and then it goes into, like, what is it, track 4, Warrior Falls. Like, it's just giving you context for the environment, and then midway you kind of have, like, the waterfall fight, the ancestral plane, like all the
ancestral plane is my jump.
Yeah,
that's my favorite one. That's finally where you get back to original score vibe. Mm. That's when the strings come in.
But they they go through like the ebb and flow, the rise and fall, all the tension, all the beautiful scene. Like the score matches beautifully with the film.
Yeah. Let's talk about the album.
Kendrick. All right,
curated.
Let's get into it.
Yo, this whole people curated albums is a nice phenomenon. I want to curate an album.
Right?
Don't you? You
I just, I would love to be in the studio when this is happening. This is like magic going on. I just want to be in the atmosphere when it's popping off.
I think that would be like the perfect marriage of mediums. Like,
so for you, if you had to pick one or two of your favorite tracks off of the Kendrick Lamar soundtrack, what do you think it was?
Oh, I got to pick two because it's the Redemption Interlude.
I knew it.
You know I was good for it. And then Redemption.
Okay, I knew it.
So I think the placement in the album. What number is?
Yeah, it's like Redemption is track 11.
11.
The interlude is number 10.
So you're halfway through, and you get it's telling the story too. I think the original score tells the story.
Yeah.
I think Kendrick curated this story very beautifully.
Yeah.
And that was the part I'm always waiting for in a movie.
So you mentioned before that was kind of the turning point of the album.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean by that?
I just think that all the songs that came after that were a little bit more broader in the thinking. Like, in the beginning, it's like, yo, F the world and everything, and the sky's the limit. And then you get to Paramedic, and it's got that soft little intro before, but it's still hard. And then you get to Redemption, and it's like, all right, maybe there was a better way. Maybe
there's
we didn't
hope.
Quite do this right.
Yeah.
Maybe us sitting in Oakland in the afterlife is an indication.
I know exactly how you feel about that scene now. Good to know.
How about you? Favorite track?
Okay, for me, yes. It's like what I love talking about, music. Okay, so my favorite track, I have a number one and a number two. My number one is track four,
track
The Ways. You know what? On every album, I always really, really vibe with track four.
No matter what it is, this is number four.
I love number four. Mm-hmm. So this didn't disappoint. Number four, The Ways. Okay, first of all, is Khalid.
I knew that was your joke.
I love who Kendrick pulled in on this project to feature. So there's a feature on every track, right?
Yeah,
which
almost,
I'm like, you have to be very selective with who you're choosing to work with on this project because it's such a high profile, like, you know?
It's not even just, like, I mean, it's Marvel and it's Ryan.
Right.
Yeah.
So the fact that, like, the choices he made for each track and the people that he pulled in people who are hot right now, like Khalid, his album.
But I mean, you got Khalid on your phone already before the album. So
you
partial.
You know, I am partial.
Okay.
But you know what?
Like, that out there.
Why not pull in someone who's hot right now and who's on the top of the charts?
Okay.
And the fact that he goes back to the thing of like using young people to work on this project. Khalid's only 19 years old.
Yo, but you said to me, he sounds grown on
he
you.
He sounds grown.
So
his
do you think
vibe is very grown.
So do you think he's like matured on this project? Did good
has,
become great on this album for him?
So the reason why I love this track, The Ways, it's all about women. It's about the women from the film. And I'm like, man, they couldn't move on to track five without shouting us out first.
Right, right,
so
right.
So when I listen to this song, I'm like, dang, they talk about me. Like, they wrote a song about me, basically.
It's smooth.
It's grown. It's a very grown track.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, some of the lyrics, it's like, power girl, I really want to know your ways.
That's a beautiful line.
It's beautiful.
Don't y'all be using that in the club. It's cheesy if you use it.
I'm like, I'm so giddy just talking about it. I'm like, power. I'm like, you want to know me? But he's like, so he starts out the track kind of like elevating women. Like, man, who is this power girl? Like, she's beautiful. He mentions like, not just her body, but her mind. He's like, your body and your mind are both beautiful. Like, you have the whole full package, and I really want to know, who is this girl? Like, who is this woman? And then another thing it makes me think of is Black Love.
Yeah.
So he starts out the track like, okay, who is this girl I want to know? And then midway through or towards the end, he's saying, okay, what we have is real. What we have is important to me.
Mm-hmm.
What we have, I want to fight to protect. I value it. It's in the forefront of my mind. It's in the forefront of my priorities. And I want to work to protect and grow what we have.
Ooh.
I'm like, dang, like that is beautiful to hear that in media and to see that in media, because it's not something that is often portrayed about mm-hmm. black couples or mm-hmm. black love, you know? And so for me, it was like, yeah, I saw that growing up. My parents, my sister-in-law, my brother, shout out to them. They've been in the game for like 15 years. Like, get it, big bro, get it. Mm-hmm. But seeing that around me, but then not seeing that in movies and in music,
right?
You know, so this track kind of brings that out, and it's like, hey, there is this soft aspect to black love. It's a beautiful thing. We want to grow it. We want to protect it.
For me, not having that image growing up, this image of black love, I heard those lyrics like, oh, you can love me for, you know, my mind, which I love my mind, but you know, I felt like I had to put my mind in this beautiful packaging. Mm-hmm. And because everything else was saying something else. So now I'm like, okay, I have that to emulate and that to be an example and that to ask for. And it's not weird because it was on the Black Panther album. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What's your second one?
All right. That's my number one. My number two, track 9, which is called King's Dead.
Oh.
So this one is straight up hard. Like the beat comes in, like it just
gangster.
Drops. First line right out the gate, miss me with that bull.
Savage.
And I'm like, yes, that's like my catchphrase right now. Like, miss me with it. Like, I don't want it. You can miss me with it. But yeah, to me, the track reminded me a lot of Killmonger in the movie. Hearing the track right off, like if I hear the beat drop on the track and already my body starts rocking and
naturally,
I'm just feeling it,
yeah,
and I got my headphones in, you know, like that's when I know something is really good and I vibe with it and I connect with it on a personal level. So yeah, that's why I really liked it. And then it's just like he turned on this track. It's like all the way up. It reminds me of track 3, mm-hmm. 10. It's like I'm on 10, I'm ready, I've been waiting.
Yeah. The wake up track, the track that gets you ready
track.
for
like
work.
It's like a good workout track, you know?
It's
like
a good track to wake up to and listen to. By the time you get to work, you really ain't in the mood for nobody coming at you.
Right.
You want me to do what with these papers?
Right, exactly. Like, yeah. I love tracks that I can vibe to on that level. So those are my two favorites. Opposites, but like equally good.
I like that. I think you got some good choices on that track. Yo, so speaking of how Killmonger tracks seem to be your cup of tea, I'm going to do a couple rapid fire questions. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Killmonger or T'Challa?
Ooh. Killmonger.
Mm. Khalid or The Weeknd?
Khalid. That's hard, but Khalid.
Okay, Khalid or Kendrick?
Khalid.
Still Khalid.
Yeah.
Khalid or M'Baku?
Why you gotta do this?
Because
to me?
I need loyalty here.
This is probably the hardest one, but I'm gonna say M'Baku.
See, and that's why we friends.
M'Baku! Winston!
Khalid, you're doing grown and sexy things with your life, but ooh, when that man come on.
When he comes on screen, it's
Winston
a whole nother situation.
If you put out an album, I'd buy just to support you.
She definitely loves Killmonger.
She is for Killmonger.
She's a big Michael B. Jordan fan. And I'm just an all-around enthusiast. Like, I just love all of them. All
right, I'm going to allow that for now. But I think you should give T'Challa some love so everything can be equally balanced.
All right.
So what's your question for our listeners this week? What you got for them?
Well, my question is, what has been and will continue to be the impact of this film?
Yeah.
Socially, artistically, culturally, what kind of impact is this project as a whole making in people's lives?
Yeah, that's a good question. So hit us up in comments or on social media if you're following us there, our link in SoundCloud. All right,
yes.
Jess.
Be sure to get that score. Check out the soundtrack if you haven't already. They're both beautiful bodies of work.
Yeah.
Go see the movie one more time. It's not going to hurt.
Not at all. It can only help. It can only help you and the people around you.
Yeah.
It's like a PSA announcement.
Right?
If you love your family, take them to see Black Panther.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Support it.
Thank you guys for listening. We're going to holler at y'all next time.
All right. Until next time.
Bye.